This is the Sakar Merli of the 28th of April, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, in order to become as lovely as the Father, consider yourselves to be souls, points, and remember the Father, a point. Question. Why does each of you children need to make deep, incognito effort to stay in remembrance? Answer. You souls cannot become charitable souls from sinful souls without staying in remembrance. Only when you stay in incognito remembrance and become soul conscious will your sins be absolved. Remembrance is also the way to save yourself from the punishment of Dharmaraj. It is only in your having remembrance that storms of Maya create obstacles. Therefore, make incognito effort to stay in remembrance, and you will then become as lovely as Lakshmi and Narayan. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. This is the praise of the Father of all. God or the Father is remembered. He is called the Mother and Father. He is also called God the Father. It isn't that all human beings are called God the Father. Even a worldly father is called Baba. Someone who is a worldly father also remembers the Father from beyond this world. In fact, it is the soul who remembers. He also remembers his worldly father. That soul doesn't know his own form or occupation. That soul doesn't know himself. So how would he know God the Father? Everyone knows his own worldly father and that he will receive an inheritance from him. Why else would he be remembered? You will definitely receive your inheritance from the Parlokic Father. It is said, O God the Father. People ask him for mercy and forgiveness because they continue to commit sins. This too is fixed in the drama. However, to know souls and to know the Supreme Soul is a difficult subject. It is the easiest of all, but also the most difficult of all. No matter how much science, etc., is taught, through which people go to the moon, that is nothing when compared to this knowledge. It is very difficult to know oneself and the Father. All of you children who call yourself Brahma Kumars and Kumaris should have the faith that you are souls. You forget that you are souls, points, and that the Father is also a point. This is a difficult subject. You forget that you are souls, and you also forget to remember the Father. You don't have the practice of being soul conscious. You souls are points, and have parts of 84 births recorded in you. You repeatedly forget that we souls adopt different bodies and play our parts. This is the main thing to understand. All of this knowledge, apart from the understanding of souls and the Supreme Soul, enters all of your intellects. We take 84 births and become part of the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty. This cycle is very easy, and so you understand it. However, there isn't as much benefit in just understanding the cycle as there is in having the faith that you are a soul and remembering the Father. I, this soul, am a star. The Father is also an extremely subtle star. Only he is the bestower of salvation. Only by remembering him will your sins be absolved. No one remembers him constantly in this way. You don't become soul conscious. Remember again and again, I am a soul. The Father's orders are, remember me and your sins will be absolved. I am a point. I came here and became an actor. I am covered with the rust of the five vices. I am in the Iron Age. I now have to go to the Golden Age. Therefore, remember the Father with a lot of love. By your remembering the Father in this way, the rust will be removed. This requires effort. Many boast about the service they do. They say, today I did this service and many were impressed. However, Shiv Baba understands that they were not even the slightest bit impressed with the knowledge of souls or the Supreme Soul. They are simply impressed to hear the knowledge of how Bharat changes from hell to heaven, how you take 84 births, and how you go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. They even understand that God is incorporeal, but none of them understands that they are souls, that they have parts of 84 births recorded in them, that the Father is also a point, that he has all of the knowledge, and that they have to remember him. They don't understand the main thing. Only the Father gives you the knowledge of the history and geography of the world. Even the government wants there to be the history and geography of the world. These matters are even more subtle than that. What a soul is, how a part of 84 births is recorded in him, and how that too is imperishable. None of them are engrossed in the yoga of remembering to consider themselves to be points, and of remembering the Father through which sins are absolved. If they were to stay in this remembrance, they would become very lovely. Look how lovely Lakshmi and Narayan are. Look at what people here are like. They themselves say, I have no virtues. They say, we are degraded and dirty and you are so pure. Only when you have the faith that you are a soul and you remember the Father can you achieve success. Otherwise, you receive very little success. Some think that because they know the history and geography of the world, they have very good knowledge in them. However, they don't show their chart of yoga. Hardly anyone stays in this stage. That is, hardly anyone considers himself to be a soul and remember the Father. Many don't practice this. Baba understands that some children only spin the knowledge of the cycle in their intellects. Very few of you practice this. I am a soul. I have to have yoga with the Father, through which I will come out of the Iron Age and go into the Golden Age. I, this soul, have to know the Father. I have to stay in remembrance of him. many don't practice this. Many come and say that this is good. They don't understand how much rust they are covered with. From beautiful, they have become ugly. How can they become beautiful again? No one understands this. It is not just a matter of knowing the history and the geography. How can you become pure? The way to avoid experiencing punishment is simply to stay in remembrance. If your yoga is not accurate, there has to be punishment from Dharamraj. This is a very important subject, which none of them is able to take up. They consider themselves to be very clever in this knowledge. There is no doubt about that. The main thing is yoga. Many are very weak in yoga. This is why the father says, be very cautious. Don't just become a pundit. I am a soul and I have to remember the father. The father has given the order, man above. This is a great mantra. Consider yourself to be a star, and also consider the father to be a star and remember him. There is not a big form of that father who comes in front of you. There is effort in becoming soul conscious. Only one couple become the first emperor and empress of the world. They have hundreds of thousands of subjects. There are many subjects. It is easy to understand the history and geography, but only when you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father will you become pure. This practice is very difficult. When you sit down for remembrance, many storms create obstacles. It is with great difficulty that you sit down for even half an hour and have constant remembrance. You repeatedly forget. True, incognito effort is required for this. It is easy to understand the secrets of the cycle. Hardly any of you understand how to become soul conscious and remember the Father, and then start to act. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that you will become pure. You will then receive a body that is free from disease, and you will have a long life. You can't become a bead of the rosary by just explaining the history and geography of the world. It is only by having remembrance that you can become a bead. No one is able to make this effort. You yourselves understand that you don't stay in remembrance. Very good Maharatis are slack in this subject. You don't know how to explain the main thing. This subject is difficult. They have lengthened the duration of the cycle. You prove that it is only 5,000 years long. But you don't know the secrets of souls and the Supreme Soul, and you don't remember him. This is why your stage fluctuates. There is a lot of body consciousness. Only when you become soul conscious can you become a bead of the rosary. It isn't just because you can explain the history and geography of the world that you will become a bead that is close to the tassel in the rosary. No, first of all, your intellects must remain aware that you souls are very tiny and that you have parts of 84 births recorded within you. then remember the cycle. The main thing is yoga. A yogi stage is required. Become a charitable soul from a sinful soul. Souls will become pure by having yoga. Only those who have the power of yoga will be saved from the punishment of Dharmaraj. Hardly anyone is able to make this effort. Many storms of Maya will come. This requires very deep incognito effort. To become Lakshmi and Narayan is not like going to your auntie's home. When you develop this practice, you will remember the Father while walking and moving around. This is called yoga. Otherwise, even small children are able to understand the things of this knowledge. All the ages, etc., are shown in the pictures. That is common. Before people begin an auspicious task, they draw a swastika. That is the symbol of the golden, silver, copper, and iron ages. At the top, there is the short confluence age. Therefore, if you first of all consider yourself to be a soul and continue to remember the Father, that peace can spread everywhere. Sins will be absolved by having yoga. The whole world has forgotten about souls and the Supreme Soul. Some say that God is brighter than a thousand suns. However, since they say that each soul is the Supreme Soul, how can that be possible? How can they be one? There can't be any variation in size. You also have to explain this. The form of a soul is just a point. If each soul is the Supreme Soul, then he too is just a point. There cannot be any difference. If everyone were God, then everyone would be the Creator. Only the One Father grants salvation to everyone. Everyone has received his own part. This has to be made to sit in the intellect. This is a matter that has to be understood. The Father says, "Remember me and the rust will be removed." This requires effort. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. In the Golden Age, although you were soul conscious, you didn't know the Father or this knowledge. At this time, you receive knowledge and it then disappears. There, you just have the knowledge that you are souls and that you shed your bodies and take others. You just play your parts. What is there to worry about in that? Each of you has to play your own part. What would be achieved by crying? It is explained so that when they understand it, they can become peaceful. When they understand this themselves, they will be able to explain to others. Elderly people explain to others, "That person is not going to come back by your crying." What is there to cry about when that soul has left the body and departed? Even on the path of ignorance, they understand this. But they don't understand what a soul is or what the Supreme Soul is. There is alloy mixed into souls, but they think that souls are immune to the effect of action. These are very refined matters. Baba understands that many children don't stay in remembrance. what will happen just by explaining to others. They were very impressed, but they didn't experience any benefit from it. It is only when they receive the recognition of souls and the Supreme Soul that they can understand that they truly are his children. Only the Father is the purifier. He comes and liberates us from sorrow. He too is just a point. You constantly have to remember the Father. However, it is not a big thing just to know the history and geography. Although they come to understand everything, it requires constant effort to remain in the stage of considering oneself to be a soul. Only the Father comes and tells you about souls and the Supreme Soul. It is easy to understand the world cycle. While moving around, make as much effort as possible to remain soul conscious. Those who are soul conscious remain very peaceful. They understand that they have to go into silence, that our parts are now coming to an end, and that they have to go and reside in the incorporeal world. They consider the form of the Father to be a tiny point. He is not a big lingam. Baba is very tiny. Only he is the knowledgeful one and the bestower of salvation for all. I, this soul, am also becoming knowledgeful. Only when you have such thoughts can you claim a high status. No one in the world knows about souls or the Supreme Soul. You Brahmins now understand this. Even sannyasis don't understand this, nor will they come and understand it. They will all just go into their own religion. They will settle their accounts and go back. Only by making this effort will you receive your inheritance from the Father. You now have to become soul conscious. The heart is in the soul. You souls have attached your hearts to the Father. The heart is not in the body. The body has only physical organs. It is the duty of you souls to attach your hearts to the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls and attach your hearts to the Supreme Soul, God, the Father. A soul is very subtle. A soul is very tiny and subtle and plays such a big part. This is nature. Such a big, imperishable part is recorded in such a tiny soul. That part can never be erased. It is very subtle. Even when you try not to, you still remember gross things. I, this soul, am a tiny star, and the Father is just as tiny. This is the effort that you children first have to make. It is this tiny soul who has now become impure. This is the main method with which to purify the soul. Also study. Playing games and having fun is a different matter. To play is also an art. A status is received by studying, not by playing games. Playing games, etc., is a different department. That doesn't have any connection with this knowledge or yoga. To offer Borg, etc., is also just a game. The main thing is remembrance. Acha. You, the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bat Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to be saved from the punishment of Dharamraj, make incognito effort to have remembrance. The way to become pure is to consider yourself to be a soul, a point, and to remember the Father, the point. 2. Don't consider yourself to be very clever with this knowledge. Practice creating a constant and stable stage. Follow the Father's orders. Blessing. May you be an easy and constant yogi and be constantly seated on your lotus seat while performing every act. In order to be constantly yogyukt, you constantly have to remain seated on your lotus seat. However, only those who are light can remain stable on their lotus seat. Let there not be any type of burden or bondage. When all your burdens finish, the burdens on your mind of your thoughts, the burden of sanskars, the burden of attraction to perishable things of the world, the burden of attachment to your blood relations, you will then be able to be seated on your lotus seat as a constant yogi. Slogan: imbibe the virtue of tolerance and you will not have to take the support of falsehood. Aviat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. The sanskars of those who are simple and sweet will be in their form. When your sanskars become like those of Bap Dada, then Bap Dada's form will be visible to everyone. Just like Bap Dada, the same virtues, the same behavior, the same words and the same thoughts will be experienced. It will emerge through everyone's lips. They seem exactly the same. Om Shanti.